Farm is there.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Mauston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A presidential candidates debate is apparently in the works. Former President Trump has a news conference planned from Mar-a-Lago this afternoon. He's indicated a debate will be announced soon between Democrat Kamala Harris and him. Meantime, President Biden making headlines in a CBS interview for saying he's not confident of a peaceful transfer of power if Trump is elected.
This is not helpful to the Harris campaign. They've tried to hit a positive note. You hear Governor Walz talking about return joy back to politics. And here you have the President of the United States warning that if she wins, we may not have peace in the country. And I was also surprised, you know, he's the president. And he can say, look, we will have a successful election. And that's what we need in this.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Tropical Storm Debbie moving north as it swirls over North Carolina and Virginia. The storm dropping heavy rain and flooding and spawning tornadoes. Forecasters say the effects of Debbie could linger in the Northeast through the weekend. This is ABC News. Families of 10 people murdered in 2018 at a high school near Houston are hearing testimony in a civil trial naming the suspects' parents as defendants.
Attorneys for the plaintiffs presented a questionnaire which had been filled out by Demetrius Pegortsis, who was 17 at the time of the Santa Fe High School shooting. Asked whether he had been diagnosed with a mental illness, Pegortsis answered, "No one's ever bothered to see if I had one." The questionnaire asked what stereotype fits him. Pegortsis answered, "School shooter."
ABC's Jim Ryan. Climate experts say last month ended a streak of record-setting temperatures. An easing of the El Nino weather pattern cooled temperatures slightly, according to researchers at the European Climate Agency. More from atmospheric scientist Julian Nicholas.
So July, it was the end, marks the end of a streak of 13 consecutive months with global monthly record.
Nicholas says cooler temperatures are no reason to get complacent about the consequences of human-caused climate change. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
Today's forecast, a high of 76 with a slight chance of a light shower. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and a low of 51. Partly sunny and 71 Friday and 49 Friday night. Saturday, 73. Currently at WRCO Studios, it is 68 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
100.9 WRCO.
Welcome back to our studios here on WRCO. As promised, Jayco has stuck around with us here.
Pilney, how are you doing?
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, as always.
Good.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, man. So
you're looking a lot better.
Better?
Yeah, better. Last time I saw you, you know...
I was ailing a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. You look like you're full swinging now.
Couple years ago, yeah. Better not swing too hard, though. I might go down. But otherwise, we're doing all right.
No. You're all good. It's good to be back, as always.
I can't rock and roll like you do. You know, I just don't have that energy anymore. So.
You can. just get a nice rocking chair, you know, flop on the ground like you're talking about.
There you go.
I'm just kidding, man.
They used to call that dance the worm. I don't know if that's still in fashion, where you get on the floor and you just wriggle about, you know. And
That sounds like a good vertebrae breakage.
That used to be cool back in the day.
I don't want to be held liable.
Right. But the thing that you do, you lose all the change out of your pocket. You know, I'd be like, hey, man, I had a what? And, you know, somebody stole it on the dance floor. So you have your own studio. And
I do.
You're working pretty much full time there trying to perfect your sound, aren't you?
Yep. Full time is it's a good reason to have a in-house studio, because some days I don't even get out of my, like my, my bathrobe. I'm just like, I know it sounds weird, but like when, if you're in the comfort of your own home, sometimes like I work from the morning all the way to like, well, other night I went to bed at 7 in the morning.
Worked all night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually one of these songs you're about to cue up, Birds of a Feather is fresh off the press, as they would say. And, I just got that all polished up last night. I recorded it at a cemetery, a local cemetery around here. And, yeah, recorded it on Sunday to be exact. So, but I finished it last night, you know, making it radio ready and everything and bleeping out the cuss words. And there's only one cuss word in it. Right?
So at a cemetery?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually one that I used to mow at.
Oh.
Yeah. I was a groundskeeper at it's, familiar with Our Lady of the Field Shrine. It's kind of by Loretto Ridge and everything. But anyways, yeah, it's kind of by the Plain, Wisconsin area.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I recorded it there and felt pretty good.
What can you tell us about it? It's a little bit of a medley, isn't it?
Yeah, the song is... I didn't want it to be like a traditional medley, but I wanted it to be kind of like to show like my artistic prowess. And so I just did little... things to make the song much more meaningful instead of just like doing a Billie Eilish pop song. I wanted it to, you know, to be this longing feeling for somebody that you know. And so I ended up incorporating this Drifter song that I love called There Goes My Baby, and also doing some kind of like guitar licks that sound like The Police, Every Step You Take. And so I kind of like an artistic medley. Extrapolation, I believe that is what they would call it. I'm not for certain, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Making its world premiere.
Yeah.
Right here on WRCO.
Right now. Without my baby, birds of a feather.
Jayco on WRCO Radio, and that is Birds of a Feather. So the video is coming out today?
Yep. 8-8. So August 8th, today.
All right.
On YouTube.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And it's pretty much like I'm kicking off this whole YouTube series because I really want to connect with my international audience. That's why I haven't been touring. It's just because, like, financially, it can be a burden. So by doing these YouTube videos within Wisconsin or around, like, where I live, I can kind of reach everybody, you know, like, I can reach some of my family in the Philippines. I can hit people in Ireland, people that, you know, you name it. Like,
you
that's the beautiful
all over,
thing,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I gotta pinch myself every time. I'm so thankful to be doing what I do, and then, you know, talking with you guys today. You know, it music airwaves and digital platforms, it's a very magical thing. You know, we can connect with a lot of people, and it's just, anyways, the YouTube series is just a really fun way to where I can do that, and I'm promoting my Patreon page as well, so I can be turning out a lot more of these videos for you all. And because I've had a lot of people after that NBC show, they're like, why isn't he like performing? Well, you know, I'm really focusing in on producing music now and working in the studio, because for many years, as you know, I was just touring and performing, and I was just, I didn't progress as a producer or anything. You know, I had these sounds in my head, like for my first couple of albums that I took down, it wasn't like what I envisioned. And it was just because I was a performing musician, but now I can really say that I'm producing music that I hear. So just really focusing in on that, you know, and showing everybody, you know, where this current Jayco thing is.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you say that, because after I heard the recently played song, I'm thinking maybe more of a mature sound, you know, like, yeah, maybe you've kind of, yeah, really. I mean, every time I hear a new release from you, it seems like you've made that progression, and that's what you're shooting for, right?
Yeah. You know, Bo, he messaged me. Thank you for inviting me. I'm sitting here with Bo and my fiance. And
Bo's not your fiance.
No. My fiance, Gigi. She's running the camera. And Michael as well.
Michael Hernan's here.
Yep. And so, we got a good crew in here today. But anyways, Bo, he messaged me, and he's like, yeah, I didn't know your voice can get that low. And actually, I have a pretty low voice. It's just for the longest time, like I said, when I was performing, when I was a lot younger, I was singing in really bad technique, and I think I'm really, metaphorically and literally, I'm finding my voice a lot more now, too, so.
You mentioned your fiance, and I know she doesn't want to be on the air, but how much of an influence is it when you have somebody that, you know, in your life like that, you influenced by her to write songs from time to time?
Yeah, like a muse type of thing.
Right.
Well, I can tell you for a fact that it's nice to always have somebody there, because as a musician, it is not what people romanticize about. It's not like, oh, you know, the musician, you know, is performing, you know, and they're famous, they're on television, they must get all the ladies or the men or whatever, but it's not that case. Usually, and for a longest time, I was single, not by choice, but just because I was so busy. So it's really nice that I found somebody, and she found me, and, you know, to be waking up next to somebody that you love every morning is always great. It sounds cheesy, but, you know, when you don't have to look for something in your life, it just makes things a lot easier.
Yeah.
And that is the muse that I really like, you know. Because if I'm working all the time, I don't want to be working at love. You have to work at love, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But anyways,
it's a full-time job. But yeah.
She does a lot. She's like my only employee as well at Jayco Music LLC, and she runs the camera and pretty much consultation about if I should purchase this guitar or not or something. or she slaps me, like, don't buy another guitar. You got to pay the mortgage.
Right. If she's like my significant other, sometimes they can be, they can give you constructive criticism, and that's well needed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. especially like when you're one person, technically, as a solo artist, I'm a one person crew, but you need a team. You always need a team no matter what you're doing. So it's always nice to have, that person. Yep.
Well, let's go back a little bit. So we talked a little bit about influences and some of those rockabilly guys from the 50s and things like that. And a throwback.
I'm listening.
So, maybe not Elvis, but let's talk about some people that, were influential for you.
So many. I know it sounds like he doesn't know what he's talking about. He said so many, but the Sun Records stuff is phenomenal, and I'm talking about the R&B guys that they got in there, and like the records that I really like that came out of Sun Records is like the Howlin' Wolf stuff.
Oh sure.
There's this guitar player named Willie Johnson, mm-hmm. Willie Guitar Johnson, and that is like. That guitar player is like my favorite, mm-hmm. and
some of that early. Now this is pre Elvis too, but
Jackie
Breslin was
Rocket 80.
Rocket 88 was like one of the first rock records.
I love that song too. I have a little like a can coaster on my desk in my studio. It's like a little record of Rocket 88. It's just the coolest guitar tone, like that distorted, one of the first times it was distorted guitar was recorded, mm-hmm. And it was recorded there.
Sometimes by accident
raw.
Too.
It was just by accident.
Right.
And that's the magical thing about most of this stuff. It's good that you talk about this because, I wanted to ask you, I was doing some archival stuff and I was looking back to the Sun Record things. And of course Elvis gets thrown around a lot for good reasons. But the people that he associated with really helped him to propel him into the spotlight. One guy was Daddy-O Phillips. And I swear, you're like the reincarnation of him. If you believe in that or not, folks, I don't know. But like,
he's a DJ.
He's a DJ.
Oh.
He's a radio DJ.
Okay. At first, I'm thinking musician. But yeah, he was Bill, I think, was his first name. Real, but Daddy-O, he went by in the air. But he was the first guy to play an Elvis record.
Yeah.
In Memphis.
Yeah. Did you study him?
No. I know the name though, and I've heard the famous clip where he plays, the recording.
And breaks the records if
right.
they're bad, and keeps them if they're good.
Yeah, and as the story goes, Elvis knew that Phillips was going to play the record, and he was so nervous and intimidated, he went to the movie theater and went to the movies because he didn't want to hear himself. And then somebody actually went to the movie theater and got him.
Got it.
You
got
to get down to the studio, and this guy's been playing your record all night. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the birds of a feather. It's fresh off of the press just last night, too. And we're here on air. But I just think you really do sound like him. And I don't mean to be putting an emphasis on it, but like I don't know if you learned it in broadcast. You went to broadcast
school,
I did. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was
many
just
years
like,
ago.
Yeah, man, to cut it a little short, I just thought you studied him because there's a lot of, like, your diction and how you attack the microphone and, hello, this is Phil Neal on the morning show or something. That sounds like him.
Well,
I
thanks
kid
for
you
the
not.
Compliment. Yeah.
He's that Daddy-O Phillips, he was quite, that.
I'll have to go back and listen.
He was a personality. You're a personality, man.
Yeah.
And I'm
Thank
very
you.
Interested about. You've been doing this. You've been. Doing a really good job at what you've been doing, and I'm sure a lot of folks are really interested in your journey as well too.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've been working on some songs for us to play here on the radio, and what are we going to play next here, Jayco?
I think it's Electric Soul. I think we is that the
yep.
last one.
That's what we have.
Yep. Yeah. Let's do that one. That one is from my record that I dropped on. Let's see, last year, March 3rd, 2023.
Okay.
So it's a song that I actually used to play at Border Riders Motorcycle Club in Laval, Wisconsin. It was a song that it was an improvisation. My punk band at the time was hired for this biker event, this Halloween event, and we needed to do, I believe it was a 3-hour performance, and... I just decided to do like this kind of this blues song, and eventually I just, you know, I took that and I was like, I'm going to record that song. So it came out to be Electric Soul, long story short.
Yeah, well, good to spin on WRCO. Here is Jayco.
Don't mind, dear, if you don't mind. Spend our days here. We're getting high. We're going to dance up all night. We're going to sweat under the moonlight. We're going to groove to the rock and roll. We're going to move our electric soul.
Go play an Electric Soul here on WRCO, our musical in-studio guest. Always appreciate you coming in, my friend.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
So what's next? Back to the studio?
Back to the studio. After this, I'm going to be uploading the YouTube video to Birds of a Feather. Make sure you catch it, folks. Head over to jacomusic.com. That is www.jacomusic.com. Or you can, I'm sure WRCO will probably post something, a link, so you folks, if you missed out on this, or you're listening in on the future, you could probably find the information.
Just talk to your cousin Adam Hess, and
he's a good guy.
He can hook you up.
yeah. Something spooky, with the new YouTube video to Birds of a Feather. It's in a cemetery, but if you watch it, make sure to check. To see what I'm talking about, if you spot anything unusual. Mm-hmm. But, I hope everybody's having a good day. And I know it was tradition that I'd always come into the studio and always bring my guitar, or, bring in members of my band and do a live thing. But this is a good representation of doing the songs, I think so, yeah.
Next time, bring the guitar,
And some cheese.
Yeah, and some cheese.
Some cheese, okay.
I'm still looking to duet with you, so bring it in.
What is it, Christmas time? What do you want?
Yeah, maybe we can do another knee-deep Christmas carol with you.
Yeah. I need to work on a Christmas album now that you mention it.
Yeah, there you go. Have a good one, Jayco.
Yeah, thank you so much, Philney, and thank you so much to the crew at WRCO Civic Media, and everybody that's tuning in to WRCO. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jayco joining us in the studio. Bo Hendricks here, and Michael Hernan as well, and we'll be back with more coming up here on WRCO.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. All people, whether they realize it or not, possess a degree of prophetic power. I'm not talking about the kind of supernatural insight that requires a vision from heaven or a crystal ball. For example, a man newly hired in a corporation said, I know exactly what's going to happen. Just like the last place, I'll work up the ranks, and when the time comes for a big promotion, I'll get passed over by someone younger and less able. And sure enough, 2 years later, it happened again. "Didn't I tell you," this fella asked, "this is exactly what I said would happen." "Sir, you're right. You did tell us. What you're experiencing is called the self-fulfilling prophecy. Once we speak such words about our future, our thoughts and actions begin to follow suit, and we unconsciously begin to set the stage for those events to happen. We believe it and work toward that belief. Begin today to speak words about a future you desire rather than one you oppose. Because when it comes to your future, you've got a lot more power than you suppose. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is brought to you today by rextramile.org. Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort.
Visit All American Do It Center now and take advantage of all the great savings this week. Save $70 on a Channel Lock exclusive 76-piece set, $139.97. Get a 16-ounce can of Hornet and Wasp spray, only $3.49. Or save 50% on the August special. A lopper and pruner combo, only $14.99, only while supplies last. Stop in for the August sale now through the 18th at All American Do It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Adorable AKC registered short-haired pointer puppies are available. 6 weeks old, all liver color, great with kids and other dogs. Dad is a top-notch pheasant hunter. Just $800 each. Located in Highland, Wisconsin. Call 608-739-2950 for more information.
I'm racing through the desert.
This is the Pure American Country Radio Minute with Jordan Davis today. I'm Bill Cody. Jordan's tour schedule may be packed, but he's not complaining a bit. Leading a headlining tour is special, but what makes it even more special for Jordan is having his friends join him as openers.
Thursday and Friday, we do a headlining tour with Mitchell Tenpenny and Ashley Cook. You know, Mitchell's one of my oldest friends in Nashville. And then Ashley, I feel like I've been playing shows with her since she kind of broke. So to get to see the crowd fall in love with them as artists and get to go out there and see their show and just be out with people that I just truly enjoy being around with Mitchell and Ashley is awesome.
Jordan's also had the opportunity to open for country stars Luke Combs and Dierks Bentley, but don't ask him to choose which tour is more fun.
To pick up and go link up with Combs, who's been so good to us the last couple of years, and to get to play some of the coolest stadiums all over the country, it's been a special year. I had a lot of fun on the road with Dierks, but this is battling for one of the funnest tours I've been on.
With Jordan, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. Did you go to school with your insurance agent? Nice, but maybe not reason enough to overpay for your insurance. Pure American Insurance shops from over 30 top insurance companies to get you the best coverage at the lowest prices. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161. 800-541-7161.
For golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And that 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. She counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she change it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. Somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson too late.
I've always been the quiet type till now. I never let my feelings show. I never let anybody know just how much I was so deep in love. But now that you're in my arms, I'm gonna stand on a rooftop, climb up a mountaintop, baby, scream. I wanna sing it on the radio, show it on a video, baby, leave no doubt.
in me. What you do to my heart just makes me melt. And I don't think I can resist, but I've never been one to kiss and tell. Our love is true, can't be so.
Rascal Flatts on WRCO. Sounds like, 10:41. The garbage person is right on time today. We're at 70 degrees, heading towards 76 a little later on today.
If you never rode west of the Arizona border, you can turn the other way, boy. But you never get far. You'll be living a lie. If you wanna see the wonders of the age, you must follow the evening star.
Evening star, shine a little heaven on a stranger with no dream where you are. I can follow the evening starlight. You never need somebody else's name if you follow the evening star.
Have you ever known a sunset when the sky's on fire? How you end another day, boy? Searching too far, like the desert I rode on. Any memory is lost in the restless wind. I just lie beneath the evening star.
Evening star, shine a little heaven on a stranger with no dream where you are.
You can see the
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
History comes alive at the 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show in Baraboo, August 16th through the 18th. View hundreds of working antique steam and gas engines, along with models and miniatures. Experience the hum, rattle, and roar during field demonstrations. Plus, enjoy a huge flea market, tons of food, and great entertainment. Admission just $10. Children under 12 are free with an adult. The 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, August 16th through the 18th, on Highway 33 between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells.
100.9 WRCO. I know you got something up your sleeve, yeah, girl, don't lie, don't be shy. I don't need to try and get your number, get you drunk, or take you home. No, 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 no. I just wanna dance with you, dance with you all night. Take a chance with you, hold on tight. Come on, girl, get on your feet, show me something that feel your pretty body feeling the beat. Spin that thing like a hurricane, girl. Light that fuse, make your move. Boom, 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 boom.
Drew Baldridge on WRCO Radio and Dance With Ya. 71 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge on this 8th of August, 2024. It's a cool day, as described by Jayco last hour as well, here on WRCO Radio. Don't forget Brewer Baseball. It's a daytime game today on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Not only a daytime game, it starts in the morning. First pitch time around 11:20 today. So don't miss it. I'm commonly doing that, like, oh, turn it on at night. What time are they playing? Oh, they played today. I missed it. I'm sorry. So don't do that. If you're interested in the Brewers staying hot, here's Kenny Chesney.
Drove from Knoxville to Myrtle Beach. 7 buddies and an old RV. Beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. To take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights. Spun the wheel, rolled the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night, just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. To take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch another buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did.
just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wine and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did, just to say we did.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Kitty, if you ever thought of running away, settling down with Mary, if I asked you twice and begged you pretty please, she'd have said yes to New York minute. They'd never tie the knot, his heart wasn't in it. He'd stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his head up Kitty's place. Should have been a cowboy, should have learned to rove and ride. Wearing my sex suit, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Jean. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go ask young man. That you've been told California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert star, a dream in my eye and a prayer. My heart, I should have been a cowboy, should have learned to rove and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene Roy, singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Just like Gene Roy, singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
We love you, Toby.